Portrait of a Wellness Worker. This is a not-so-policy document made from poetry, pictures and portraits, in a non-traditional sense. You can look at this as a guide. Think about our well-being and how best to treat our wellness workers in the creative industry. But it's more like a captured moment, a still frame in a film still in progress. The landscape is ever-shifting. Our world is built on sand. Remember to let yourself be carried by the flow of the teas. Move with us, not against us. Listen, adapt, develop, repeat. Present, represent, presenting, presented, representing, represented. Contents, agenda, opening, prologue, page 3. Present, page 5. Apologies, absence, page 6. Approval of agenda, page 7. New business, page 9. Additions, page 15. Items, page 16. Adjournment, epilogue, page 17. Opening/prologue. Today we gather huddled inside to share something only company can provide. Pass the fabric, the willow, the pen, pick up the materials, and only then can we truly begin. Busy hands can open mouths, which opens hearts, which lets us start to work out how to heal, which steps to take as we reveal what we need with words and tone and expression, working not alone but together. What's important is we're here to talk. But what do we talk about? Generic yet specific, we don't dive into the horrific, the trauma, but it's referenced enough to see that our defences are lower. There are periods of silence and still that words don't need to fill. There is closeness to the quiet, settled. Sometimes we need noise, other times we need the kettle to be the only buzz. Because we can say everything in the nothing. A comfortable space, open up at your own pace, serene in a place that is warm and safe. We are here to breathe. We are here to play. We are here to say whatever we need to. So I must ask you, would you like to join us? Play. Replay. Player. Players. Playing. Replay. Ing. Presence. Those who are present, their presence is a gift. They lift the spirits of those they work with, those to whom they give their finite time. Their names, numerous, often unknown, under labels of Miss, Mister, of Her, MX, Sir, unknown, yet not forgotten. Treasured because their impact is measured in smiles and knowledge and skills passed on to another generation along or a generation before. Their legacy is found in more people than they know. Present. They present to you their words. Experience shared. They speak to make sure you're prepared for what is expected of this undervalued role. Value. Undervalue. Valued. Undervalued. Apologies. Absence. Sometimes we feel helpless. People come to us in distress, and what we can offer is for them to make a mess in a space where they can address their needs creatively. But opportunity to support is what we do best. I confess that I've bought excess sanitary products, towels and extra tea, things that nobody paid me to get. I bought them myself because seeing the physical health and conditions of participants is something we need to solve. When people deteriorate and dissolve into tears when they walk into the room, what can we do? Sometimes we feel helpless. Access, that's what we provide, an invitation into art. But sometimes it's hard to know where to start. When a job extends beyond its role, it takes a toll on the soul, and we are sorry we cannot fix it all. Sometimes we feel small against the background of such a tall order. Start. Starting. Restart. Restart. Starting. Approval of agenda. We'll talk of our experiences, both the good and the bad. We'll talk about what we were given and what we should have had. We'll share three items, but they're a blend of so many. We will share our joy and times we couldn't have any. We will be creative. We'll use our practiced skills. We will make new things and show the wonder that fulfills. We'll each give our time, the most expensive resource. We will give it with love and without any remorse. We hope you will hear us because we speak honestly. We hope you will notice and accept what you see. We extend our hands now. Feel free to join us. Art in our palms. Let's make and discuss. New business. Item 1. Wonderful words. Up north we talk, in a queue, on a bus, on a train, we cannot contain our friendly spirit, and we carry it into every place we venture, adventure. And it is an adventure to be in a workshop, attend an activity. There is fear in being here, arriving is an act of vulnerability. And if participants have found the ability to walk into this room, then we can be there for you. It's a wonderful job. I hear wonderful things. I watch as people find their wings and soar, learn to crochet and adore the whole creative process, which helps them process all of their thoughts, ideas, and feelings. That's what's so appealing about learning to make. It means you can take all that's inside and let it reside at your fingertips, and eventually on your lips as we all start to speak about what happened last week, or maybe with depth. We could say everything and the rest, whatever is best for the hands that are active. Though my role can be almost passive, I'm invisible at times, I'm a wall. They don't have to think I'm here at all, no audience. Open up if you want. No justifying, you can just be as it is, as we are. And as the audience which doesn't exist, I've learned when to persist in conversation and when to fade out. But it's important that I'm always about, and in this space of co-existent non-existence, I've heard the most wonderful things. Day by day, their lives start to sing, sounds from the mouths of those who didn't know how to be anything other than tough. They found they can be enough, they can do wonders. No longer so afraid of going under, I hear how they've shifted directions, how they're making connections with good people, or things, or more. They start to see what art is for. Up north, we talk. In a queue, on a bus, on a train, we cannot contain our friendly spirit, and we carry it into every place we venture. We adventure. Item 2. Boundaries. This is a story of boundaries, because pleasantries can turn derogatory quickly. People tell me things, we all agree. In that space, when you're the authority, your own needs are no longer priority, and you discover secrets you never asked to know. Where can you go when you've been given their trust, but you must address what they've said? Sometimes it's our own identity that people disagree with, that our existence is a lie, or that the place my friends occupy is wrong. Their feelings are strong, and our role is to challenge, but not to avenge. So we might be attacked or offended, but we've all pretended not to be affected by having our protected characteristics insulted. Now and again, we change their minds. When we are patient, kind, without condescending, we just take time amending misconceptions with creative endeavours that we take on together. Visiting plays and reading the words of those they'd never before heard, never thought, never been introduced. And by the end, they've produced not just a work of craft and design, but enough resolve to cross the line into a new world of acceptance. And that's wonderful. It's amazing. It makes braving the fear almost worth it. Almost. because I can't boast in human determination and strength. We work at length to overcome, but sometimes we just have to be done. We have to take a step back and take care of our own well-being, because no human being can care properly for another if they're underwater. Bricks without mortar will fall in the storm, so it's fair to inform whoever you need to that you're leaving. And we often feel guilt and grieving for putting our needs ahead instead, but if I am drowning, then I cannot help you. People tell me things. And sometimes those things are children talking of danger. But I'm not their friend, not quite a stranger. It's great that they know where someone they can go to, but when problems arise, sometimes they want us to empathise. They don't realise our duty of care means we need to think things through and report those statements. It could build up resentments. We don't want to undo all of our work with this group. Forming a bond is hard enough, but we need you to be safe. That's more important than friendship perceived. We need to give and receive care with a capital C. We need clearly defined boundaries. Item 3. Tell me a story. Expectations set, but we often forget that we're as human as everyone we've met in this room for the workshop. Tell me a story, I hear them all ask. I put on my theatre mask and get ready for the task, but all the while I spin them a tale of magic and wonder where dreams can prevail and set sail up the Tees and across all seas, I have to wonder, is there a story for me? Venture. Adventure. Adventures. Adventurer. Adventurers. Additions. We want quiet, stillness, time, order, flexibility to decompress, glitter, space to play, funding, aftercare, preparation to help, to breathe, to support. We need to sparkle, to be young, to be old, to act out, to not feel guilty, self-expression, to recover, to communicate, to be communicated with. To be supported, to rest, to plan, to be paid, to be considered, to create, make, and design. We will talk, meditate, read, crochet, create, study, learn, absorb, listen, understand, downsize, upsize, be wrong, be right, try, fail, succeed, pass on skills. Comfort. Discomfort. Comfortable. Uncomfortable. Comforted. Comforting. Items. We talked about who was here. We talked about why. We said our sorries, though we always find space to try. We made our plans and approved them in turn. We promised to listen and above all, to learn. We discovered our boundaries and that they needed setting. We told many stories, but none are we getting. We found what we wanted and saw needs alongside. We decided on actions and what care we'll provide. We painted a picture. With words and with voice, we'll keep creating. It's the best possible choice. Adjournment epilogue. So, the question is, what is the point? Art is without purpose by definition, but as we follow the calming repetition of routine through craft, through rag rugs and first drafts, through collected layers built up on floors, asking, what is this all for? Starts to produce a different answer. It's a strange kind of good. Not medical, yet we should practice for our health, practice for our sense of self, well-being. How can we be a well-being? It's not a simple question and there is no simple answer. But we can tell you what we know. And that's that we glow when we get the chance to craft. And act a little daft, and have a laugh at least once a week, When we speak with friends and strangers, strangers who become friends, making can lend itself to community formation and thought generation. We have an appreciation for one another. We can count on each other. So where do we go from here? It seems that's up to you. You decide what to do. We've given our moments. We no longer own them. They're out in the air. Will they stay there? Will you take what we've told and hold those ideas in good hands? Do you understand? Tomorrow, will you gather, huddled inside, to share something only company can provide? Pass the fabric, the willow, the pen. Pick up the materials, because only then can we truly begin. Human. Human being. Well being. Being human. This Not a Policy document was written, illustrated, and performed by Lizzie Lovejoy. Creative Huddle took place in Redcar Palace and was facilitated by Tees Valley Arts. This project was designed in partnership with the National Centre for Creative Health and the South Tees Health and Wellbeing Network. Special thanks to our workshop leaders, Edic Thompson, B. McIntosh, and Beth Smith. Thank you to all the wonderful wellness workers, creatives, and art workers who contributed to this project. You are all wonderful people, and we are so grateful for the work that you do. Thank you, too. You know who you are.